This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
It is Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. Good morning.
Mark, how are you?
I'm very good. Good to see you, Kristen Glazier.
You too.
We've had Dawn in here, and we've had, we had Jenny.
Yes.
And now we have Kristen.
I know, the real deal. Those girls stepped in for me. It's been busy.
Which, by the way, tonight is the big night, so I'm kind of surprised to see you. I think they've got it all well in hand,
they
right?
They do. Now I just have to show up, help everybody bid, gain a little money for Fairhope. But
right.
I didn't want to miss today being here with you to talk about the event.
A sold-out event. I mean, you had to cut the ticket sales off.
I know. That has never happened before.
That's fantastic. And of course, the online bidding is open right now.
Oh, yes. I've been watching it all morning. I've been outbid already. So all you have to do, even if you're not going to go to the event, you can just go to our website. Mm-hmm. There's links everywhere. Click on that, register your information, and start bidding.
Yes, start bidding. And then, of course, tonight will also be live auctions.
Wow.
You can do everything there too. I'm looking forward to it. We come every year.
We've done this, like we talked about, for many years, different ways. COVID derailed us. We're back. This event is going to be spectacular. Yep. We have 111 auction items. We have 7 live items. Mm-hmm. And then this evening, tonight, there are going to be items there that you can walk in and just bid on the old-fashioned way, right on the paper and try to outbid your neighbor.
Right, the old-fashioned paper and pencil.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I want to ask about, because I was driving through downtown Logan yesterday, and I said, where did the Fairhope Hospice office go? It was right there by the frozen yogurt place. Is it still there?
Yeah. Well, yes and no. Thank you for bringing that up. We were really excited. You know, a year ago, we had a ribbon cutting at 110 East Main Street, the office that you're referring to. We had the amazing opportunity to move 2 doors down. Suddenly, we've outgrown that building there.
Isn't that great?
I know.
It's great that you've outgrown it, but it's also because it means you're serving the community.
Mm-hmm.
But it also means that it's great that the space was available.
Oh, my gosh, I know. We were approached and offered that office to move. That was the easiest move ever. You just opened the front door, wheeled everything out, moved it 2 doors down. So now we're at 140 East Main Street. You're going to know it's because it's kind of right there. I mean, literally 2 doors down.
Yeah.
But it's got that beautiful tall glass kind of foyer.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got our staff in there. Our leadership team are working out of there. There's so much more room for us. Our marketing team is down there. We're real excited.
Man, you've been able to really expand, you know, in terms of the people that are based right in Logan.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, you know, we really wanted that. We talk about this sometimes, but we have been in Logan for over 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
But this office really brings it to light. People can stop in there. Our nurses start from there. They end their day there. Our aides, marketing team. So it's been a great asset.
Fantastic. We'll have more with Kristen Glazier, Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, 740-654-7077 or 800-994-7077. Kristen Glazier joining us from Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. And tonight is the big night, this Fairhope Celebrates Life event, which I mentioned earlier, you could not do without some great sponsors.
Right.
So I wanted to give you a chance to talk about those.
Great, thank you. A couple of weeks ago, we had one of our sponsors in, and that was Team Logic IT. They've been a great partner of ours since October. And they are one of our Ruby sponsors this year, so we're real thankful for them. Cryo Communications, they always come through for us. They have helped us from clear back in August till probably tonight after the event, so we're thankful for them. We also have had someone that's a gold sponsor, and that is Lloyd and Diane Helber and family.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really thankful for their just great support of this event. They saw it advertised, they reached out, and they're really excited to be one of our main sponsors.
It's fantastic. So that's a huge part of the fundraising, is being able to know that you can rent the event space, you can get the hors d'oeuvres, and those costs are going to be covered. And you know, the auction's going to be able to, you know, to bring in money that you need.
And, you know, sometimes, and I'll tell you, the amount of auction items that we've received just from all the community members, we have 111 packages, but people donate items. These sponsors, when they donate a certain monetary level, that allows us to pay for the event place, for all the food. And so everything that we make that evening goes right back to taking care of our patients.
Right.
And it's a huge help.
Tell us about the Memorial Fund. Now, this is this an endowment? Is this a, you know, this is what you know, when you say nobody's turned away, nobody, you know, this is where the money comes from.
Right. So this main event, the money, like you said, goes into the memorial fund. Uh-huh. And that memorial fund is strictly to meet the patient's needs. So if, you know, no one is ever turned away for their inability to pay, if they don't have insurance, if they don't, you know, whatever it is, that money goes back to help them, mm-hmm. to take care of them. And we do not turn them away.
And your nurses, the people that are taking care of people, they have no idea who's paying
idea.
For what.
No idea. No one. You know, the only people that even run across that are just the billing team. Mm-hmm. And then we take that need to the board. The board approves it. We use these memorial funds. And everybody gets the same and equal treatment. And that's so important
that
to
is,
me.
That's critical. It's vital.
It is.
You know, that's part of, you know, you're at the end of life. You know, you want dignity, and you want those families to be supported, too.
And you don't want to have to worry about an expense and what's happening. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just enjoy that time.
Right. All right, coming back one more time with Kristen Glazier. The big event is tonight. Tickets are gone. So,
but if you'd like to register and you can still vote from the comfort of your own home,
yeah, bid
or
high,
your desk
bid
at
often.
Work,
yes.
Don't tell the boss. Yes. You can go to our website, click on the red event ticket. It'll walk you through. You register your information and you're able to bid.
FairHopeHospice.org.
Mark, I need a favor.
You need
We've
a favor.
We've got to get the word out. We need a favor from your listeners to get out here tonight, register, come see us. If you've got a ticket, be there with us. If you can't make it, we need you to bid. So we want you to go to our Fair Hope, our Facebook page, our website, click on there. There's links, there's instructions. Call me. I'll help you.
Yeah, 740-654-7077. But and we'll see you with 250 of your closest friends.
That's right.
So let's number one, you've got some more sponsors. I want to make sure we spend some time thanking them.
Yeah, I do. The last segment we talked a little bit about our gold sponsors, Lloyd and Diane Helber, mm-hmm. and family. They were so gracious. Team Logic, Cryo Communications, as always. And then we've had some Crimson sponsors, and those are Bremen Banking Center, Claypool Electric, Lux Rehab and Care Center, Performance GMC Cadillac, and the Shaw Company.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
Thank you to those folks for sponsoring this event and making it possible.
Right.
I want to quickly mention the Logan office because this is exciting. And the fact that, number one, you've seen the need,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the Logan office to expand the capabilities there.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've moved, what, two doors?
Two doors down.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of
so
silly.
So yogurt
but boy,
is still available, right?
Yogurt is three doors away.
Okay.
Hospice is now two doors away. So, you know, I wanted our listeners to know that Fair Hope has not gone away.
Right.
We have moved two doors down. We had a really great, gracious opportunity to move two doors down.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much more space. It's that great, big, tall building on the corner with the beautiful foyer with the glass windows and the high ceilings. And we grew out of that mm-hmm. first office within 6 or 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a lot of staff down there, marketing, events. We're just really excited.
Yeah, and it's still high profile because it's right in the middle of Logan.
It is. It's 140 East Main Street.
Yep. So is that open during the day? Can people come in?
It is. 8 to 4. We've got it's fully staffed throughout the day. You know, we really envision using that as a place where families can come in. Let's say they're in the hospital and the physicians mm-hmm. have said, we need you to talk about hospice. Stop in. Let us give you information.
Yeah.
Just stop in and see the staff down there. Tell us how we've helped you, mm-hmm. you know, how we've been in your lives. We love that.
It's going to go in the direction it needs to go.
Yes.
In other words, you have the space and
right.
you have the people, and it's going to help. It's going to serve the community.
It sure is.
All right. Anything else before we adjourn for the day? Tonight's the big night, and I know you've got to go put on your ball gown.
I expect you
to be dressed to the nines tonight.
Oh, no. All right. Yes, I've got to get all ready. And you know what? I get the easy job. I just show up,
yeah.
honor our award winners, and the rest of the team behind the scenes does all the hard work.
Next week, we can talk about those award winners.
I would love that. It's
sounds
such
like
an
a great
important
idea.
Piece.
All right. Thank you, Kristen. Fair Hope Hospice and Palliative Care, home of the Pickering House, 740-654-7077.